The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, you shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
I said this yesterday, but I'll say it again, friends. The Lord said, hold not thy peace until he establish righteousness. The violent take it by force. We're to press into the kingdom of heaven. So it's time to start getting busy and pressing into heaven, right? Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and you bloggers that don't know how to tell the truth. Oh, and by the way, you bloggers that don't have anything else to do with your time but then to conjure up lies about people you just don't like and don't agree with. You're fantabulous, and we appreciate you, man, because if it wasn't for you people, we wouldn't have a foundation or a platform in which you've given unto us right now, so thank you.
We appreciate you guys so much.
You do too?
Blessings. Oh, of course.
Blessings.
Blessings, brother bloggers.
Abraham said to the church, he said, I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. Interestingly enough, yesterday I was talking to a guy out in Anoka in Minnesota here, Minnesota, freezing Minnesota, and he was going back and forth. We were just kind of going back and forth with a little banner, small talk, and he had said that he had some friends that were, you know, going to Anoka, Minnesota, which is the witchcraft capital of the United States, and he said that they're just getting really burnt out and they're dealing with some serious people. I said, yeah, but you have to understand something, my friend. Whatever the world throws on you, where they mean to curse you, God turns that into a blessing. You need to understand that. Let me say it this way for the carnal mind. The church is the anvil. The world is the hammer. Let me say it this way as well. Friends, it's not the anvil that needs to be changed or replaced. It's always the hammer.
That's right.
And I love that. Folks, check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Now, don't forget radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook as well. You can also go to Bradley Dean, double E, two different pages, one fan page and one personal page. Do like both of them, even if you don't like me. I appreciate you listening to us on a daily basis. And by the way, we know that you're listening to us because when I go to Genesis Communication Networks right now, you have us gauged at the number two show. And we're not doing too bad, friends, for only being on Genesis Communication for a year and a half. I had a guy the other day say, well, this guy's been on, you know, he's number one throughout the week. And I said, well, yeah, he's been there for 13 years. I said, we've been there for a year and a half. Give us a minute.
Woohoo!
Yeah, and I praise God for that.
Amen.
And by the way, I'm humbled by that. And I just want to let you people that listen to us, that God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And why did he pick the foolish things of the world to confound the wise? Because he will let no flesh glory in his presence. In other words, friends, let us bear the cross and let his son hold the crown.
That's
because
right.
It belongs to him.
Christ being crowned. Amen.
Amen. Folks, you can also check me out on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Bradley Dean, double E, as I said. And or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. I'm sorry? Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1. That's what I said. See, I had to say it three times just so I could catch
it. I thought you said it right all three times.
I did, but I had to say it so I could actually hear it go back into my bosom.
Like a little slower.
Yeah, cast your bread upon the water, for after many days it will come back. Well, sometimes I need to have to actually speed that process up.
Right.
And, okay, you get it.
Yes.
Okay, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible. Folks, we love hearing from you. 53 countries are tuned in right now. Several affiliates from the East Coast to the West Coast, from Texas all the way down to Minnesota. Minnesota are listening to you
Texas
right now. Yes, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We are turning talk radio into do radio. Folks, what I am going to talk about, just wanted to let you know before I hand it over to our pretty little princess, you know her as Stephanie Joy. I'm going to talk to you about Peter Cartwright, the faithful preacher that got in the face of the 7th president of the United States. And you're going to be amazed at what he said. But this is what the Lord uses, is faithful witnesses that will deliver souls. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed, and faithful are the wounds of a friend. Remember, Jesus was betrayed with a kiss. Watch out for a flattering tongue, and always know what a real friend is. And there's no greater friend than his name is Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and what? Repent. Amen. So, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be, you know, when your brains are in somebody else's head. Have you ever met those people? No, I'm just beginning. I need this time right now. Okay. Have you ever met those people that they just copy other people? They just don't have a mind of their own. We want our mind to be Christ's mind. We want our heart to be Christ's heart, as we always say. Now, I've got a bunch of different things kind of scattered, but I'm going to try to tie them all and weave them all together. But you were mentioning a little bit about the anvil and the hammer.
Yes.
It's not the anvil that's going to be changed. It's we that need to be changed. And I want to talk a little bit about going back to the old paths here and learning from those that have gone before us. Peter Marshall was the chaplain of the United States Senate, and he said this.
Great quote.
Yeah, he said, the choice before us is plain. Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise,
amen.
Discipline or disintegration.
Yep.
Disintegration. I'm sorry, I'm getting a lot of looks.
No. It's a different word. Like, sometimes I think they're misspelled. I really do think that sometimes they're misspelled, but it's a great quote.
Disintegration is what it looks like.
Yep.
I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government. So many times we hear, well, it's my right to do this, and it's my right to do that, and I have the right to do this. Yes, you have those rights, but what about your duties?
Wait a second. They don't have a right to break the law, though, Steph. Are we going to go there again?
Of course not. Oh, no.
Okay.
They don't have a right to break the law, but people say, well, it's my right for this, and I'm owed this.
The people that are kicking up against the goads are the ones that are saying that, listen, we want our right to break the law, which is licentiousness. And in their foolishness, they don't understand real grace and powers to overcome, not to succumb. The succumbing is called licentiousness.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And I think a lot of people, they have these privileges. Well, I should say these rights that God gave, because many men and women have sacrificed. And we focus so much on the rights that we have, but we forget about our duty. You know, our freedom was handed down to us because of our founding forefathers, because of those who went before us. And they paid the ultimate price, many of them, so we could have our freedom.
What does path mean? Path means the beaten and trodden way.
That's right.
What sort of path did they put in front of them that were to follow in? Was it an easy one?
No.
Or was it a blood-strewn one?
No, and I actually heard a quote last night saying, it's been left up to a few to preserve freedom. But so many times people think, well, listen, they're just enjoying what they have. They forget the fact that so many men and women have fought blood and died for us to sit here and have the freedom.
That's right.
So it's our job to start thinking a little bit more about our duties and responsibilities as American citizens because of those who have paved the way before us. And you know, someone who went before us and paved the way was Martin Luther King Jr. He said, one has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws.
That's
obedience,
right.
Disobedience to tyrants is obedience to God. We need to get that framework in our mind straight so we can say, listen, we need to stand up against injustice so we can have justice in America.
Absolutely. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check us out on Facebook, Sons of... Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. a code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Welcome back. 1-866-233-0747. Just piggybacking onto Stephanie's last comment right before the last break. Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions. That means attached to the old customs. Speaking of the old past, Jeremiah 6:16.
Yeah.
Friends, if they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there's no light in them. That is in Isaiah 8:20. I go on, and no longer remember that the country they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny. Either we're going to be ruled by God or we're going to be ruled by tyrants. Either we're going to listen to God's Ten Commandments or we're going to be ruled by man's 10,000. He goes on, and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. Roger Sherman,
amen.
Signer of the Declaration of Independence.
Well, I think that's awesome. And just to correlate, because we talk a lot about, you know, the natural versus the spiritual and how they tie together. We were just talking about our founding forefathers, how they sacrificed for our freedom. We're looking at a leader such as Martin Luther King. You know, one has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws. Now, that goes for the natural, but that also goes in the spiritual. It's always going to be a difficult road when you choose to take the right road. When you choose to take God's way, it's never the easy way. It's always the hard way.
What did I say this morning?
Yeah.
Every step of the way.
Every step of the way, there's always something. But the Lord did promise us, so take heart for those of you who are listening, that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And it was like John Calvin who said, "Whomsoever the Lord hath adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life crammed..." Not, you know, a little bit crammed with very many and various kinds of evil.
Now, when you understand that scripturally, friends, also understand that every 6 feet there was a blood sacrifice when the children of Israel were moving the ark from point A to point B.
That's right.
So nothing is free. It is all paid for through the blood.
You know, and we were talking about the difference this week between those modern day evangelists and those old time evangelists. The modern day evangelists have a cheesy used car salesman smile on their face like everything's going great. The older people, such as John Wesley, William Booth, they look like they've been through hell backwards because they really have gone through the distance.
That's right.
And when you look at it, and we were talking about how people say, "Oh, we want to be raptured out of here and raptured from our responsibility." Listen, the walk that was set before us, such as the disciples and those that went before us, they had a difficult road. If you look at the disciples themselves, Matthew suffered martyrdom by being slain with a sword. Mark died in Alexandria after being cruelly dragged through the streets. Luke was hanged upon an olive tree in Greece. John was put into a cauldron of boiling oil, but escaped in a miraculous manner and
he's
was
the
afterward banished.
Lived.
The
yep.
only one. Peter was crucified.
Upside down.
You know, James the Great
By
was
the way,
beheaded.
Peter was crucified upside down because he wasn't worthy to be crucified upright as his Lord was.
That's exactly yep. right. And when you look at the road the disciples took, you know, James the Greater was beheaded. And you say, listen, well, we're trying to get raptured out of our responsibility. No, it's yeah. not going to happen. Christ is with us. So just remember that as you're going along in your road and you think, oh, it might be kind of tough. Yes, it's going to be tough. Yes, it's going to be difficult. But don't worry. Christ is always with you along the way. So take
Many
heart.
Many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. We have a brand new article out on WorldNet Daily. If you want to see, I put a video together last week, friends. We do one every week. Second to none, we work with a guy named James Gillette, who did some work with Steven Spielberg. If you go out and you buy Jaws Reunion, he's the guy that did the documentary on Jaws Reunion. And he does all of our videos. It's on WorldNet Daily right now. You have me just a couple weeks ago confronting Brian Head Welch from Korn, the guitar player who went out and basically told of his conversion to Christ. Now he jumped back into Korn, so I had to get in his face and confront him. We also got Carmen Appice from Ozzy Osbourne, Vinnie Appice from Ronnie James Dio, Charlie Benanti from Anthrax, Steve Smith from Journey, Lemmy from Motorhead, Michael Anthony from Van Halen, Michael Cardalone from Lynyrd Skynyrd, and many, many more. Billy Sheehan.
It's a great video.
Oh, there's just tons, folks. They're all on there. The lead singer from Slayer, he was confronted, but we tracked all these guys, and these tracks have the Ten Commandments on them. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul, Psalm 19:7. And then when you go over to Galatians 3:24 in the New Testament, you'll see, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ, that they might be justified by faith. Check the video out, check the article out. It rocks.
Yeah, it does.
Literally,
rock. I was just going to highlight that. It is awesome. And what I did with the video myself was I liked it, shared it, and commented on it. So for those of you who want to get the word out to folks, don't just sit there. Like it, share it, and get it out. It's awesome.
Like your lumpet.
That's right. Bradley has a great quote that actually goes along with his article. It says, many of these rock stars, friends, are so poor that all they have is money. What is it for them to gain the whole world and yet, in the end, lose their souls? Mark 8:36. Check that out. It's awesome.
In other words, we went to a bunch of people that needed the Lord. Remember Elvis Presley said this. He said, by the way, he made millions. We all know this in the show business industry. But while being interviewed on the air, he was asked, Mr. Presley, how do you, he said, asking the question, how do you account for the happy, joyous expressions you always seem to have on your face? Elvis Presley answered, because I have to in order to make a living. He said, but inside, I'm lonely as hell.
Ugh.
Literally, friends, he's lonely as hell.
Yeah.
And that means we need love on these people. And the way that we love on these people is we get in their face. And it's not always just law, friends. A lot of these guys, they come off as aggressive and a bunch of bulldogs. When in fact, when you get around some of these rock stars, as you might know, they are not at all. They're a bunch of wounded puppies that are looking for love. There's a story told of a man who was one day driving through town when suddenly he was confronted with a wounded dog on the side of the road. So moved with compassion, he pulled over, picked it up, brought it in his car, took it home, and began to nurse it back to health. He bandaged up his wounds. He began feeding the little dog, giving it affection, attention, and a lot of love. One day after the dog had made a full recovery, the man was walking to the house carrying it in his arms, and all of a sudden, this little dog jumped down, scampered out of the door, and disappeared. The man stood there dumbfounded, thinking to himself, I saved that dog from the brink of death. I brought it into my home. I fed it. I nurtured it. I gave it love and affection and attention, and it just scampers off and disappears. What an ungrateful little creature. Until the next day, when he heard a scratching.
Isn't that awesome?
When he heard a scratching at his door, only to open it up and find that the same dog standing there with another wounded dog right beside him. Folks, to he who's been forgiven much, loves much. And when we've been forgiven much, we live unto him who died for us. And when he commands us to go and seek and save that which is lost, it's not hard to do. Because this is how it is with the Christian and his compassion for the lost. See, we were once blind, we were lost, we were literally on the brink of death and hell. And God reached down, rescued us, and he saved us, and he healed us, my friends, by his wounds. For Christ has also suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, bringing us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. And folks, It's our duty, out of love, to go back to the King of Kings and say, Lord, we see that you sent your son to die for the sins of the world. What might we do that he might receive his honor? And the way that we do that is simply go get someone else.
I know.
And bring him back to the door.
That analogy is so great because you're sitting up thinking, what an ungrateful dog. And then all of a sudden he comes back to his master with another wounded puppy. That's what sinners. And in this case, when you're talking about these rock stars, a lot of them, when you actually get them one-on-one, they're kind of shy.
They are.
They're really respectful. Some of them have very good manners. But, you know, it reminds me of another verse. We talk about what is it to a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul. The Bible also says in Proverbs 11:4, riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. So
and
we're giving them righteousness, which is Christ.
That's right. And rich people do really act accordingly to that scripture. Remember the story told in the Titanic when the rich man...
Yeah.
Go ahead, tell the
story
real quick.
Basically, one of the crew was getting the women and children on the lifeboat.
The Titanic.
Yeah, the Titanic, yeah. And he said, well, listen, I thought we had an understanding. And he flashed his money and he gave him a huge amount of money in his hand. And he kind of looked at it and he looked at the guy who later came back and he took the money and he threw it right back at him. He said, your money isn't going to save you any more than it's going to save me.
That's what it's going to be like for the rich on Judgment Day.
That's right. When it came down to it, what did they want? They wanted the lifeboat. The money didn't save them, but the lifeboat did. Jesus Christ did.
That's right. Andrew Jackson, boy, this is the guy, man, isn't it interesting when you hear stories about Andrew Jackson, you all have all the revisionists. Oh, he's the guy that did this, and he's the guy that did that. He was a murderer, and he did that, and this, and the other thing. Well, the fact of the matter is he probably was. If you looked at a lot of the scriptural patriarchs, did you see their histories? Many of them were murderers. They did it for the wrong reasons.
You mean Christ's blood can cover that, you mean?
Yes, it can. Many of them were whores.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them were sinners. You know what? You know, I want to say this. When I talk, and I need to get to this again soon, but when we talk, have you ever noticed that when you talk about your testimony, men highlight how bad they were?
That's right.
Why is it that we're highlighting how bad we are rather than how good he is?
Mm-hmm.
Because the fact of the matter is it was his blood, the blood of the just one, the holy one, the unblemished one, the one that was tempted in all points and sinned not, that covered us with his blood. So why are we magnifying how bad? Oh, I did this and I did that. And I was on drugs and, you know, I was going to shoot this guy. And, you know, all of a sudden I was drunk and I almost died. And it's like, whoa, wait a second. So, okay, so you're stupid. Okay, so in other words, you're a sinner. And so what you need to do, instead of talking about how bad you are, let's start talking about how good Christ is.
Amen.
Speaking of Andrew Jackson, so when we come back, we're going to talk about Andrew Jackson, and we're going to talk about the faithful preacher that delivered the soul of this corrupt president named Andrew Jackson, who is now in heaven. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and Respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
So, talking about Andrew Jackson, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Andrew Jackson, the seventh president of the United States. You can turn that down if you want. Was this, are you like snailing it out today or what?
I always do. It sounds nice.
Okay. Snail. Yeah. Slowly.
So Andrew Jackson, the seventh president of the United States, was better known for his attendance at duels than at church. But on a particular Monday in October of 1818, he decided to visit a revival service in Nashville, Tennessee. Interesting. The president of the United States, namely Andrew Jackson, number seven, was known for his attendance at duels rather than at church.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Interesting. But again, on a particular Monday in October of 1818, he decided to visit a revival service in Nashville, Tennessee, where the controversial pastor, Peter Cartwright, by the way, friends, you cannot speak forth the truth today in this country and not be controversial. It's just going to follow you, okay? Because that's what truth does. It demands a response, and people, if they're walking in the lie because they love the darkness, they're going to remain as far away from the truth as they possibly can. John 3:18, namely the light. Why? Because they love the darkness rather than the light. But I go on. As it happened, the general, Andrew Jackson, entered as the preacher was reading his text for, "What shall it profit if a man shall gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul?" Mark 8:36. And with all the seats already occupied, the famous Indian fighter and war hero was content to stand, gracefully leaning on the middle post. At the sight of his stately appearance, the host pastor, a certain Brother Mac, well, he became a little nervous in the extreme, a little timid, you know, a little sheepish. But seated on the platform directly behind the pulpit, he tugged on Cartwright's jacket, whispering, "General Jackson has come in. General Jackson has come in." Cartwright was aghast at the pastor's double standard. In other words, he was admiring,
he was pleasing man rather than God.
Man, the flesh rather than the Christ that he preached. So I felt that a flash of indignation run all over me like electric shock. A facing about to my congregation and purposely speaking out audibly, I said, Mr. Peter Cartwright, "Who is General Jackson?" He went right after the president, friends. "If he don't get his soul converted, God will damn him as quick as he would anyone else." So the preacher tucked his head down and squatted low and would, no doubt, have been thankful for the leave of absence. But the congregation, General Jackson and all, smiled or laughed right out, all at the preacher's expense. When the congregation was dismissed, my city station preacher stepped up to me and very sternly said to me, "You are the strangest man that I ever saw, Mr. Cartwright, and General Jackson will chastise you for your insolence before you leave the city." "Very clear of it," said I, "for General Jackson, I have no doubt, will applaud my course, and if he should undertake to chastise me, there is two as can play that game."
That's what ministry is supposed to do.
Hello.
Amen.
I didn't know we were supposed to tuck tail. No, is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? God is not a respecter of persons. And let me remind you something, friends. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Give me a break. The next morning, very early, my city preacher went down to the hotel to make an apology to General Jackson for my conduct, said Mr. Peter Cartwright, that faithful man of God. He went down to make an apology to General Jackson for my conduct in the pulpit the night before. And shortly after he had left, I passed by the hotel and I met the general on the pavement. And before I approached him by several steps, he smiled and reached out his hand and said, "Mr. Cartwright, you are a man after my own heart. I am very surprised at Mr. Mack to think that I would be offended at you." He said, "No, sir. I told him that I highly approved of your independence, that a minister of Jesus Christ ought to love everybody and fear no mortal man. I told Mr. Mack that if I had a few thousand such independent, fearless officers as you were, and a well-drilled army," he said, "I could take old England." Retirement years brought on seasons of serious reflection. The seed sown by that faithful deliverer of God's message, Mr. Peter Cartwright, was finally ready to bear some fruit as God's word was not about to return void. Chamberlain writes, "The evening of his stormy life had come. The remains of his much-loved wife were resting in the humble graveyard near the house, and at last, thoughts of eternity were forced upon him. After attending a series of religious meetings, Jackson became greatly convicted of his sin, transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4. He passed the night walking in his chamber in anguish and in prayer, and in the morning he announced to his family his full conviction that he had repented of his sins and through faith in Jesus Christ had obtained forgiveness. Family prayer was immediately established. He was privileged to read through the Bible twice, and on May 29th, 1845, only a few weeks before his death, Andrew Jackson, that man of God, born again of the Spirit, John 3:3, declared, "Sir, I am in the hands of a merciful God. I have full confidence in his goodness and his mercy. The Bible is true, and upon that sacred volume, I rest my hope for eternal salvation through the merits and blood of our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God." And finally, on June 8th, 1845, just moments before he sailed into eternity, Jackson reassured everyone with these words. Listen carefully. "My dear children, do not grieve for me. It is true, I am going to leave. I'm well aware of my situation. I have suffered much bodily pain, but my sufferings are as nothing compared with that which our blessed Redeemer, Jesus Christ, endured upon their cursed cross, that all might be saved who put their trust in him. God will take care of you for me. He said, I am God's. I belong to him. I go but a short time before you, and I hope and trust to meet you all in heaven, both white and black." Before expiring, Andrew Jackson made a last appeal for America to rebuild her future on the blessed word of God. He said, quote, "That book, the Bible, sir, is the rock upon which our republic rests. Hallelujah for the old-time religion." Amen.
I absolutely love that story. It is one of my all-time favorite stories. You know, we come across a lot of those nervous pastors that you were talking about. They'll say to us, oh, you know, we just don't want to offend. We don't want to be, you know, bashing Barack Obama. We just don't want to make anyone feel too uncomfortable.
Don't
want to
deal
sin.
With that guy that is ordering the murder of babies on a daily basis.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. We want our country to stay in the way it is.
Yeah.
And the point is so many of these nervous pastors who stand for absolutely nothing.
And friends, it's a fact.
Yeah, and when the Lord said, you're either hot or cold, if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth, it's ridiculous. And the reason why we find ourselves in the state that we are today is because these pastors have not taken a stand.
Let's make sure that we understand, friends. We're making distinction between the sheep and the goats. So when Stephanie's talking about these pastors, they're hirelings. It's their job to guard the door, not to allow the wolves to come in and devour the sheep, but no, rather protect the sheep. Jesus said this in context: greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brothers. And that's exactly what Jesus did, and that's exactly what he taught. When he showed the wounds in his hands and in his feet, he said, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. These people that Stephanie is talking about right now, they're not God's kids. They're hirelings. They're goats. They're whores. They're fearful. And they will have their part in the lake of fire, regardless if they like it or not. Because you see, for the most part, 300,000 pulpits that are the greatest advocate to the homosexual agenda and to the abortion industry in this country. That is not the church, friends. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. The church is the one that is standing up, keeping the commandments of the Lord because they love the Lord, and they are fighting the good fight, and they are winning the day in Jesus' name.
That's the analogy I was going to use between the separating the sheep and the goats. We have Dr. D. James Kennedy, who passed away a few years back, and Bradley actually got to meet him before he died. And he was having a pastor conference, and of course these pastors, these hirelings, as Bradley's saying, came, and his church was being protested by the homosexuals. And so the pastors weren't too happy the fact that his church was being protested. And Dr. D. James Kennedy looked back at them and said, you mean your church isn't being protested?
That's right.
So he turned it right back upon them. Listen, if we're standing for the truth and righteousness, we're bound to have opposition. We're bound to have persecution, trials, and temptations, and all the things that go along with the Christian life. But he said, listen, you're not being protested? He said 300,000 pulpits remain silent on the issue of abortion. We don't need any more hirelings. We need people to stand up, to man up, and do the job that the true church, such as the Black Regiment back in the day, is called to do, and say, listen, we are ministers of the flames of fire. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's so many people today who are not saved because they have not seen quote-unquote Christians live by example a convincing testimony of Christ.
We're called to be the witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You're not, men are not to find their faith. And by the way, when I was conveying this story, there was an outpouring of the Holy Ghost going on through me during this time. That's the anointing, Isaiah 10, that breaks the yoke of bondage. You are supposed to find your faith in him and in the power of his spirit, not into a man who's only an empty vessel, only filled with the living Christ.
Amen.
You're to find it in him, not in man.
Amen. And when you're going back to even the story about, you know, Andrew Jackson, the Lord said, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. People say, oh, well, look at what he did. You know, Christ's blood overcomes. You know, people look at people and say, well, oh, they're murderers or they're this or they're that. Listen, the Lord will punish liars and thieves and fornicators just as much as those people. There's no degrees of sin. Sin is sin according to the law of God. So when you're looking at a story of a conversion like Andrew Jackson, all I can do is say amen and
that's
amen.
That's the power of God unto salvation.
I'm smiling while you're telling this story. This story is absolutely incredible. It is the power of God unto salvation. To those that believe, he realized his state. But unless he had that faithful minister, Peter Cartwright, to get in his face and love him enough to tell him the truth, he probably never would have been converted. Because a man as strong as Andrew Jackson needed just as strong a face in his face saying, listen, this is the gospel of Jesus Christ. You're going to go to hell just like everybody else is. Doesn't matter if you're president or not. According to God's word, unless you repent.
We're not called to be respecter of persons.
That's
if
right.
God's not a respecter of persons, I'm not no more intimidated by a little baby than I am the president of the United States.
Amen.
Why should we be moved by who they are or their stature? God makes men what they are.
Amen.
Not men. You got Bradley and Stephanie, the sons and
daughters of Liberty.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're going to come back for our final segment right after this break. If you'd like to get the final say, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. And why we support Sons of Liberty, because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty. They stand up for our military, the true heroes of today. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey friends, this is crazy.
What? I want to know what's crazy.
I just went to one of my articles not too long ago, and I was getting some quotes from the Black Regiments. Put it down, Chase. And this is Bishop Charles Galloway in 1898. Bishop means a spiritual overseer. He said, "Mighty men they were, of iron nerve and strong hand, and unbalanced cheek and heart of flame. We're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. Mm-hmm. God needed not reeds shaken by the wind, not men clothed in soft raiment, Matthew 11, 7 through 8, but heroes of hardihood and lofty courage. And such were the sons of the mighty who responded to the divine call of God."
Amen. I've got this little note on the Black Road Regiment. It was the name of the British placed on the courageous and patriotic American clergy during the founding era. It's a backhanded reference, but significantly, the British blamed the Black Regiment for American independence, and rightfully so, for modern historians have documented that there is not a right asserted in the Declaration of Independence which had not been discussed by the New England clergy before 1763. But it was not just the British who saw the American pulpit as largely responsible for American independence and government. Our own leaders agreed. For example, John Adams rejoiced that the, quote, "pulpits have thundered," and specifically identified several ministers as being among the characters the most conspicuous, the most ardent and influential in the awakening and the revival of American principles and feelings that led to American independence.
I'll give you another one. If you go back to the Mayflower Compact,
right.
You want to read the Bible? Just go ahead and read the Mayflower Compact. I mean, it's there. And let's go back to the Constitution. Listen to what historian Alice Baldwin said in 1918. She said this, quote, unquote, just listen to the correlation, friends, the divine twin sisters. "The Constitutional Convention and the written Constitution were the children of the pulpit."
Wow.
There you have it.
That is great.
Of course.
That is awesome.
Of course.
And speaking of them, it says, as a body of men, the clergy were preeminent in their attachment to liberty. The pulpits of the land rang with the notes of freedom. The American Quarterly Register, that's where it's from. If Christian ministers had not preached and prayed, there might have been no revolution as yet, or it had broken out. It might have been so crushed. The ministers of the revolution were like the Puritans, their predecessors, bold and fearless in the cause of their country.
Interesting. I got to give you one more. Historian B.F. Morris said in 1864, he said the ministers, the preachers of the Word of God, of the Revolution, were like the Puritan predecessors, bold and fearless in the cause of their country. No class of men contributed more to carry forward the Revolution and to achieve our independence than did the ministers. By the way, you know, we give a lot of credit over to our forefathers. You know what? Duly praised, okay, for their works. But the real heroes of the Revolution, the real heroes of who we are the John Calvins. The real heroes are the John Wycliffes. The real heroes are the Martin Luthers. Love them or hate them, it doesn't matter, friends. If it wasn't for these preachers, we would not be where we're at today. It was the preachers, the black regiment of the day, that were the real heroes to the Americans. And folks, we need to turn around and remember who those heroes were born of. Again, the line of the tribe of Judah. His name is Jesus the Christ. He who sits at the right hand of our Heavenly Father, blessed be his name. Amen. And I know that's church talk to some people, friends, but it's coming straight out of my heart. Blessed be his name, in Jesus' name. Amen.
It says, the American clergy were faithful exponents of the fullness of God's word, applying its principles to every aspect of life, thus shaping America's institutes and culture. So they were the ones that were influencing, not being influenced. They were also at the forefront of proclaiming liberty, resisting tyranny, and opposing any encroachments on God-given rights and freedoms. In 1898, Methodist bishop and church historian Charles Galloway rightly observed of these ministers, mighty men they were, of iron nerve and strong hand and unblanched cheek and heart of flame. God needed not reeds shaken by the
Steph,
wind.
I just read that.
I thought you just, but I wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
And such,
women need to be told twice.
Well, yeah, I actually looked at it to see if it was the same one, but it looks like it's a little different. But heroes of heartily and lofty courage, and such were the sons of the mighty who responded to the divine call.
Yeah.
They constantly.
Is that what you see in the pulpits today?
No.
Exactly the opposite, friends.
They consistently oppose encroachments on civil and religious liberties.
Yeah.
We
those
that
even desire to live godly shall be persecuted today. If the professors in the pulpits today, the hirelings today, even get the smallest amount of persecution, they will bend to the will of those that are persecuting.
That's right.
And therein lies the problem right there. Folks, the government's only an extension of what we have allowed it to become. The people are an extension of what the church has become. So if the government's corrupt, it means the people are corrupt, because the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When the church is right, everything else will be right. The government will be right because the people are right.
I think you have seen on the Sons
of Liberty.
And
that is revival.
How we have stood in the face of adversity. And in fact, in our studio here, we've got a picture of a Black Robe Regiment man who he's taking off his preacher clothes and he's got his uniform for fighting right underneath
it. John Peter Muhlenberg.
Yeah, amen. And I think that you'll find that we do a lot of that in our own right here at the Sons of Liberty. And for those of you that are out there and you say, amen, keep going, keep doing the good work. We can't keep going and keep doing the good work without you. So if you can go ahead and support what we're doing, we need the help to be able to do. It's not a one-man thing. It's a let's all join together to go back to the foundations of our country and restore back to the old paths. You can call us at 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and click on the donate button. I just had someone ask me a couple days ago, can you go online and donate? Yes, you can. Or get our product. Our featured product of the week is the package with the My War DVD series and Bradley's comic book. You're supporting the Sons of Liberty as you're getting the product out there. We're kind of like the modern day Black Robe Regiment, because not very many people want this job. It's a very unpopular job. It's not always easy being persecuted and receiving death threats and hate mail and being, you know, totally.
Well, let's go back to the Declaration of Independence. When you look at the tyrant King George in England, who did he fear more than the forefathers?
Right.
The Black Robe Regiment. Why were they afraid of the Black Robe Regiment? The preachers of the day. Because the preachers were out preaching out against the tyrant. They were the predecessors to our forefathers. And who was the predecessors to the Black Robe Regiment? Our Puritan forefathers, friends.
Amen.
Read the Mayflower Compact, then read the Declaration of Independence. You can even see that the Declaration of Independence is a little watered down compared to that compact.
Right.
Through those that came over in the Mayflower. Yeah, it's incredible stuff. But yeah, there's no question as to who we are.
And our forefathers were sitting under their preaching, as you said. So for those of you who can support, please do. 1-866-233-0747. I know that we've talked a lot about on the show, we've got monthly sponsors. You might say, well, what is that? What does that mean to become a son or daughter of Liberty? Well, what that means is you join together with us. It's a team thing that we're doing to reach out and to restore America. And what you do is on a monthly basis, you can give what you can. For some people, that's $5 a month. For some, it's $10. For some, it's $100. For some, it's $5,000. Whatever you can do to support what we're doing and get the word out there, as we're on the front lines, you're gas in the tank, you're kind of boots on our feet to be able to go out and seek and save that which is lost.
Hey, I like that.
I like that.
And it's important business.
It is.
1-866-233-0747. R.W. Barber said this in the 1900s. Listen carefully. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New Testament. He who has not trembled in Moses, Exodus 20, and wept in David, the book of Psalms, and wondered in Isaiah, will rejoice little in Matthew, rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law, Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7, will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. Good news is not good news, friends, until you first know the bad news. You're not going to go to a doctor or the great physician until you first know your disease, the reason as to why you would go to the great physician. As Stephanie just said, and as scripture states, I've come not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. What did he do with the righteous, the self-righteous? Matthew 23, he rebuked them to no end. And he told them what their end was going to be because they didn't have ears to hear. They rejected the counsel of God against themselves. Don't find yourself in that lot, my friends. Open up your ears, shut your pie hole, and listen to what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Put your faith in Jesus Christ. Let that law drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Put your faith in Jesus Christ. Trust him. Read the Word of God daily and ask the Lord to change you into the image and likeness of his Son, Jesus Christ. And stand back and see the power of God unto salvation, then you're going to begin to understand what the Sons of Liberty is all about and who your forefathers really were.
That's right. We don't need any more compromised men. We don't need any more silent pulpits. We don't need any more cowards. We need people to stand up and boldly proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Listen to this. Listen to you go, girl.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
you know, it's funny. We see a lot of events that we do across America. There's a lot of these women leading up these events. And why are they doing that? They're doing that because men have not taken their rightful positions. It's the job of the woman to be able to be the helpmate, to be able to support what we're doing alongside with our men. But, you know, God needs men to be leaders. And men have to stand up to the plate. And listen, we're sick and tired. If you're sick and tired of the same old, then listen, we got to do a
change
different
something.
Thing. Go back to the old paths. Don't try to, you know, people say, well, listen, our country's in such a bad state, but yet they go to the same establishment for politics, the same, you know, pastors and preachers that have been out there, and they support the same old, same old. Listen, if you're doing the same old, don't expect to get a different result. It's time to go back to the old paths and reclaim America.
Wow.
Fired up over here.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. Deeds, not words, my friends. Deeds, not words. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.